Well, today we have a very, very interesting subject, I think, for most of us, because every one of us deals with this in our lives.
因为今天我们要讲一个很有趣的话题，就是我们每个人都会面对困难。
Dealing with difficult people.
就是怎么样跟那个难相处的人相处。
Do you know what I mean?
你知道我的意思是什么吗？
Anybody here know what I mean?
大家都知道我的意思吗？
Tell us, Crystal, what I mean.
那个，我姐讲一下，到底是我说这话是什么意思？
用一句俗话说吧，那个人整天踩着你的。像踩你的脖子一样
Someone step on your neck. I'll push you in the corner.
Or rubs you wrong.
或者就在你身上磨呀磨，磨得你难受。
Okay, now, I don't want you to say, but can you think of one difficult person in your life?
你能想到你生命中，生活中让你觉得你很不舒服，很难相处的人吗？
Yes.
孟佳说是的
That's me.
我自己
That's where a lot of it is.
因为问题就是我自己
I'm sure we all do. You know, actually, you can have a child that rubs you wrong.
你知道 Oh, that's what I do. 你知道有的孩子会要你简直把你逼疯吗让你抓狂
They just, everything they do, they don't want to listen to you.
他不听你的话
And they just seem to rub you the wrong way.
他们就好像反正总是跟你那个逆着你来做每件事。
Maybe none of you have that and ever had that feelings for your children, but some people do.
I do.
And
有些人可能你的孩子都挺听话的，没有那种感觉。
She does.
Yeah.
Of course, I think. And then of course, sometimes our husbands.
有的时候是我们的先生。
Some of you say, well, since I married him, it was difficult.
我说自从我一结婚发现这个人怎么这么难相处啊
But anyhow, when we think of it, there are those in our lives that just really annoy us.
就是在你的生活中常常让你觉得很烦。
They threaten our self-esteem.
他就是影响到就是会对我们对自己的想法自己的看法造成威胁
And that's the kind of people that put you down
他也让你就是把你压下去
Always seeing your little picking at your little fault
然后天天好像就吹毛求疵看你这不对那不对
Maybe someone has a mother-in-law like that
或者你的婆婆像那样
Anyway that's one of the areas they're arrogant
他们就是让你觉得他们很傲慢总在那挑毛病
They just carry them everything is themEverything they're right.
他们在意的就是自己的想法，自己都是对的。
You can say what you want, but they are right.
不管你给他怎么讲，他都觉得永远他是对的。
Those that just annoy you.
这个真的让人很烦。
Sometimes you have people that manipulate you.
有的人是操纵型的，就操纵你。
And they frustrate you.
他也让你很有时候很沮丧。
So we see then we have this type of people that we meet up with.
所以呢，我们就会碰到这一类难相处的人。
Now, when we live in sin, there's not that great desire to be even kind.
所以在我们活在罪中的时候，你甚至不想说对这个人很有恩慈。
But you see, as children of God,
但是作为神的儿女，
there are ways that He wants us to deal with this kind.
神给我们一种，神要我们跟这种不易相处的人有一种相处的方式，
回应的方式。Because we either become an example of Christ, or we become Just like them.
或者我们是像有基督的榜样，在别人面前活出基督，或者就变得像这些人一样。
You know, there in my notes it talks about there's those that will run over you if you let them.
有些人呢就说，
take charge.
如果你要是允许的，许可他们的话，
group of ladies and there's,
oh. 他们会就是好像就是要骑在你头上。
Maybe you have some friends together, but there's always one that runs over. They're the ones that's going to do this. They're the ones that choose this.They're the ones that just run right over you.
所以呢，你就像一群朋友、女朋友中间，总是可能有那么一个，他就是什么事他都要做主，什么事他都要踩在你头上。
Actually, sometimes in the home.
有的时候在家里边。
Dad will say something, and mom will just say the opposite. She'll run right over what he said.
所以呢，有时候爸爸说了一件事，这妈妈马上就提反
对意见。The same way with the wife and the husband.
然后就是好像什么事都得。压在爸爸，骑在爸爸头上。
Then we have those that will talk your ear off.
还有的就在你旁边不停的说呀说呀唠叨。
Now they are hard to deal with.
这个也很难相处，对不对
？Anytime they're with you, they want to talk, 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 talk.
他们只要跟你在一个不停的说。
They don't even hear you when you ask a question. They just keep right on talking.
他们就一直说说说，你问他们问题，他们都听不见。
Many times inside you might be saying, shut up.
你心里面想说，哎呀，你住嘴吧。
And then you have those that are bubble busters. Those are the kind that deflates anyone that has enthusiasm.
另外一种呢，就是让你泄气的人。任何人就是有点那个觉得兴致很高的时候，他好像拿个针子一捅你。
A person that can come in and say, oh, isn't this a beautiful day? And another one said, I don't see anything so beautiful about it.
比如说有人说，哎呀，你看这个景色多美，说这有啥好看的，就这样。
And anytime you show enthusiasm, they try to break down your enthusiasm.
所以呢，什么时候你很有兴致的时候，他好像把你兴致。
And they'll say to people, I don't understand why they always come in like this, you know, bubbling up, because they're enthusiastic breakers. They don't want to see the enthusiasm among them because they don't feel that way.
这种人呢，就是总是很扫兴的人。别人很有兴致很高的时候，他总要说点这种让人扫兴的话，因为他们看不出来说为什么生活中有什么可以高兴的事情。
Sometimes there's sort of little cry babies, you know.
还有一种就像婴孩是总是
chronically complaining about everything.
就是不停的抱怨。
No matter what you talk about, they can complain about.
你不管说什么，他都能找到可以抱怨的地方。
They don't see the good side to anything. They complain, complain, complain.
他们看不到任何事情的光明面，就是不停的抱怨。
And then you meet people, they're not even on your wavelength. When they talk, they don't even care if you're there or not. Their mind's off in something else. They don't want to even hear your question.
所以有些人再一个就是完全对你不注意不在意的人，他们甚至注意不到你的存在，你说什么他们都听不见。
I'm sure that difficult person that is yours may not be any of these, but they just rub you the wrong way.
也许呢，他们就是你的生命，你的生活中没有这样的人。这种就是不易相处的人呢，就像我们说顺毛，他总是逆着你的那个感受往。
Have you ever met anybody that right away you didn't like them?
你有没有碰到一个人，你一看他你就不喜欢这个人
？There was something about them just didn't.
然后你就
like，
你就看到他，反正说不知道为什么，反正你就不能不喜欢这个人。
We make our approval to see, you know.
然后你就能感受到你对这个人喜欢不喜欢。
So we face this probably every day. Sometimes you face it with a girl that's checking you out.
有的时候就是就算哪怕你在买东西的时候，你碰到那个售货员也是让你很不舒服。
She doesn't even look at you hardly.
然后他给你在那儿，
She looks at the things.
他就光拿你的
She hands you your bill.
然后把那个收据给你，看都不看你一眼。
And you see I'm Chinese.
然后你说可能他是觉得我是中
国人。And right away, what do I think?
然后你马上你脑子里怎么反应？
They don't like Chinese.
然后你马上就说你贴了个标签说他们不喜欢中国人。是不是我们心里马上就有感觉
？I do that when I'm in another country. They don't like Americans.
然后我到那个别的国家，如果别人这样对我，就说他们不喜欢美国人。
So a lot of times we make our judgments when the poor lady might be having a bad headache.
有的时候可能我们就是我们
just wants to get out, wants to go home.
所以其实我们有时候这个判断是错的，可能这个女的正好头痛，或者就是说今天很累了想回家。
Some things are really hard on us, and some people are very difficult for us, and we have to live with them or around them. We have to contact them often, and we need to know how do we act with them.
所以呢，有些人确实是很难相处，我们要跟他们一起生活，或者必须得给他们打交道。那我们就是说，我们怎么来面对这一切呢？
So in dealing with the distress, we have to see the actions of a difficult person.
所以呢，我们要跟这个不易相处的人，我们要看他们是怎么样来反应的。
So then, what do I have to do? I have to sort of look at myself.
我要先看看我自己。
I have to sort of have a little mirror that I look inside of me.
所以我需要一个镜子先照照我自己。
And I begin to look and say, well, wonder if this is my self-talk.
所以我就想说，这是不是我跟自己的自我对话？
Self-talk is when you talk yourself into something.
有时候自我对话呢，你把
that aren't even true.
有的时候你告诉自己一些，甚至相信一些不是真实的东西。
Now this person may be having a very bad day.
所以那个人可能今天这个碰到什么不高兴的事情，很糟糕。
But as you self-talk to yourself, you might say, She really doesn't like me.
但是你自己跟自我对话，你就会说，哦，他可能不喜欢我。
Now the woman isn't even thinking of you.
所以那个人他不高兴，可能完全就没想到你。
She's thinking about all the dishes she has to do and all the laundry she has to fold.
他就在想。
And all the, you know, see, this is the thing. Sometimes we say we tell ourselves something.
有的时候我们告诉我们自己的事情其实是不真实的。这个人不高兴，可能是因为他想到他要做的那些家务活就很累。
You know this.This really controls us more than we think.
其实这种自我，有时候这种自我的想法，有时候控制我们的。
The decisions we make in our mind coming from our emotions.
很多时候我们所做的决定，从我们头脑中做的决定，来自于我们的感受。
And so when we think it's them, it's really us.
当我们觉得是他们的问题的时候，有时候其实是我们自己的问题。
So what I have to learn to do is I have to learn howTo treat people with respect.
所以呢，我们要学习就是说怎么样能够很尊重别人，尊重对方。
I'm a great believer in this.
我是很相信这方面的。
I don't care who they are.
我不在意他们是谁。
Even the one that's what do you call them bad people.
或者我们说那种不好的人、坏人。
And we treat them like dirt. We need to respect.The fact that they are one of God's creation.
所以呢，有时候我们就感觉他们就是很看不起他们，但是实际上我们要知道，他们也是神所造的。
We see people with disabilities.
我们有时候看到残疾人。
Right away we shun from them.
然后马上就躲开，躲着他们走。
We don't even want to look at them.
甚至我们都不想看他们。
And you say, well, what do you do, Sister Schwartz?
那你说我们该怎么办呢？
God has given us a tremendous mechanism, and it's called smile.
神给我们一个很好的一个反应机制就是微笑。
Now if you don't know how to smile, go home, get in front of your mirror, and begin to practice.
如果你不知道怎么笑的话，回家对着镜子照一照，看你怎么微笑。
Because you say they'll think I'm crazy. No.
那他们可能你说他们觉得我发疯了。
A smile warms the heart of anybody.
一个微笑可以让任何人的心温暖。
I listened lots of times to these dog what do you call them.Documentaries, you know,、
okay.
talking and show all these beautiful little dogs and how people love them better than children, you know?
就是有些那个纪录片
Why? Because they'll say his smile.
因为他们有些那个里边就讲怎么训练狗的说看那个人的喜欢那个狗甚至超过喜欢小孩为什么呢他们觉得这个狗会对他们微笑。
Never in my life have I seen a dog smile.
但是我觉得我从来没有见过狗是怎么笑的。
But the owners will talk about their sweetness and how they smile at you, you know.
然后他那个狗的主人就会说，哎呀，这个狗多可爱呀，都会对我笑。
It captures the heart.
当他微笑的时候，他让他的心就得到了他的心。
There's something about a smile that brightens a life.
当你微笑的时候，你让你的那一天都明亮起来。
So actually.It doesn't cost us anything to smile.
所以当你微笑的时候，你并不需要付什么代价。
And so what we need to do is to cultivate a respect for people.
所以我们首先要学习培养对人的尊重。
When you respect them,
当你去尊重人的时候
you may not respect what they do.
也许你不尊重他所做的。
But what our respect is they are another human being.
我们要尊重的是他们是。
Whatever it might be in their lives, they're still another human.
虽然他们可能有很多的缺陷，有很多不足的地方，或者是有些东西他们没有，但是他们是另外神所造的一个人。
You know, even sometimes I, well, Sue Lin laughs at this. I think it's Sue Lin. But when I give up to a dog that's mean,
有的时候我走进一条狗的时候
，I start talking to him soft.
然后我就跟那个狗说的很，就是柔声细语的。
And he stops barking. He begins to take notice.
然后那个狗就不再叫了，就看就好像注意到我。
And before long, sometimes they're friends with me.
然后这个狗就跟我很亲。
You know what I read one time? Every person needs a soft person in their lives.
所以我读到一个文章，一个地方讲到说，每一个人都希望旁边有一个很柔和的人。
Someone accepts you for what you are, loves you for what you are.
接受你。接受你，不管你什么样都接受你，爱你。
Kind to you，
对你很有恩慈。
And really, I feel like that you'll never know what that means to people.
你不知道你这样的去对这样对待别人，对那个人意味着什么。
So we have to understand then that the world would be better if we really respected one another.
如果我们真的是能够培养去尊重人，这个世界会变得更美好。
You say, well, they don't treat me nice. They, whatever. That doesn't matter.
所以有时候你说他对我很不好啊，但那个并不
是并不重要。You see what people does, I'm not judged for.
我不是我不用为他的行
为负责。What people does doesn't really matter.
就是别人怎么样做对我并没有什么影响。
It matters what I do.
最重要的是我是怎么做的，我怎么
样。And I do think if we can cultivate a nice attitude toward people.
如果我们可以培养对人的一种很友好的态度。
You can even have kids in your street say, you know, that's a nice lady down there.
然后有的时候就会说，哦，说那个，他们就会说到你说那是一个很好的女士。
Because she's not yelling at him.
因为她没有对他吼
叫。She's not telling him how bad he is.
她没有对他说你这个人真糟糕。
You know, this is within children and families.
这不单单是也在对孩子，对家庭也是这样。
My friend has a girlfriend. They've been very good friends through the years, but she has a little boy.And he's all boy. He's only six. And, he just is all boy. And they just tell him how bad he is.
所以呢我的朋友有个女朋友，她那个有一个小孩只有六岁，因为男孩就是很淘气嘛，所以别人就说你多糟糕多糟糕多坏。
But one day he said to his mother, but Kezi says I'm the best boy in Florida.
然后呢他有一天给他妈妈说，他说你朋友那个 Kezi 说我是整个佛罗里达最棒的小男孩。
That meant so much to that little boy.
所以对这个小男孩来讲那个是很重要的。
And I think if you do that enough, they start to begin to believe.
如果呢你这样的鼓励他们，不断的鼓励他们，他们最后相信他们。
And their attitudes may really change.
所以他们的态度反而会转变可能。
I wonder if when we go out, we would say, I have the best husband.
如果你要出去就说哎呀我的先生是最棒的。
Try to find something he does good, and he
really does, you know. 就发
现他
做了什么好事就是让你觉得可以。
You know what that'll do to your husband.
你知道如果你这样出去讲对你的先生意味着什么。
Men are made of what we call egos.
你知道男人是有尊严的。
They want to be macho, they want to be men.
他们就是想做一个这个男子汉。
They want to be respected.
他们需要被尊重也希望被尊重。
And when you start building him up,
当你建造他的时候
You'll see there'll become a relationship that will be different.
所以你和他之间的关系也会不同。
If it hasn't already been ruined, but it
如果你们关系就算已经被破坏还是可以重建。
There's something about us building up people.
所以我们可以去建造塑造对方。
I can never stop talking about it.
我可以一直这样讲这个题目对我真的是很重要我也是很着迷这个题目。也不需要花很多的代价。
You know, it takes a lot of energy to be angry.
你知道你要生气你要花很多的精力。
It takes a lot of energy to be mad.
然后你这个整个
Your heart runs fast.
你知道你
Your blood pressure goes up.
血压升高心跳加速。
Your stomach goes.
然后你的那个肠胃都痛了。
These are the pressures you go under when you act this way.
当你这样的大发雷霆的时候这是你身体所要经历的。
And that's very hard on you.
其实那样的大发雷霆对你的身体是很不好的。
Now, I recognize.That some of us are born what we call sanguines, and it sort of comes more natural to us.
所以我知道人的个性不同，有一种乐天派，对他来讲总是这
样很容易。And so it may not come natural to you.
所以有的时候你要有一种这种很好的态度，对你。
But we can develop.
可能不容易，但是你可以学习去发展。
Step by step, we can develop to begin to respect each other.
你可以慢慢的就是说学习去尊重别人。
You see, lots of times.When people are disturbed, it's not by what happens, but it's by what they think about what happens.
就是有的时候人有时候受搅扰，他不是说真的是发生了什么事情，而是他脑中觉得发生了什么事情。
How many times have a woman got upset with her husband and she looks at her, what's wrong with you?
然后你知道多少次这个
He has no idea why
这个太太对先生很生气，这先生都莫名其妙说到底怎么回事
But he did something.
他做了什么？这个先生可能做了什么事情？
And you're very upset at him.
然后你就对那件事情挺高兴的。
And somehow we women think he should be a mind reader.
但是你觉得这个你的先生就能够就是能够知道你脑子里在想什么
？And know what he did to us.
然后就知道他做的这个事情让你不高兴。
I'll tell you the truth, most men don't.
很多男生，大部分男人对这个是没办法了解的。
Because that's the way they were made.
因为神创造他们就是这样的。
Men were made to see a big goal and go after that.
所以男人呢，神创造他就是他能看到一个目标，一个远期的目标。
That's why they can walk over the clothes they drop on the floor in the room.
所以他们就算。地上堆了一堆衣服他们可以视而不见走过去。
Some people say, my husband never picks up his clothes.
有人就说我先生从来就不把捡衣服。他就衣服一脱就往地上一丢。
And if you didn't pick them up, they'd probably be there next week.
如果你不把它给捡起来，可能下星期那个衣服还在地上。
Men do not see, not, now there's some men that do.
这不是所有的男生，当然有些人很仔细。
Those who have what we call the two type of brains, and those are the artists.
就是
你 the musicians, the artists, they are very much perfectionists, but the general run of men aren't.
当然也有像那种艺术家的这种男人呢，他们就是对作为发生的事情，他们是知道的。但大多数男人呢，他们是。他们从小，除非被培养，如果妈妈培养他们，动他们动心。
But if their mother didn't train them and went about picking up their clothes, you're going to go about picking up their clothes.
如果呢，他们妈妈没把他训练好，那你结婚以后你就得去帮他。
Now, none of you may have that problem. But what I'm trying to say is that many times, things, it's not exactly what happens, but it's how you see what happens.
所以不是说真正发生的这件事。
How you view what happens.
而是你怎么看待怎么这件发生的事情影响你。
You feel like they put you down.
有时候你感觉他们在把你压下去。
But maybe they didn't mean to.
所以他们
其实可能。That wasn't what they really, but this sometimes is the attitude of people. Sometimes it's their very voice.
所以有的时候呢，他们并不是这个意思，有的时候只是说他们说话的语气。
You know, some people don't know how they talk.
有的人其实不了解他们讲话的这种道理是。怎么样的
They don't know how rough they are sometimes.
他们就不知道自己讲话有让人觉得有多那个多强多硬
My mother used to talk so fast.
然后我妈妈讲话是很快的
I'm not far behind her.
我也比她好不了多少
One man used to call her the big gun, with Tommy gun, and I was a little Tommy gun.
有人就说她是那个，就把我们两个放在一起
But back then when they first started havingtape recorders.
那时候有那个。
My father used to love all those gadgets just like I do.
就像我父母一样，他们喜欢那种新鲜的玩意儿，就像那种刚开始录音机出来的时候，我爸爸就买了一个。
And we were having a dinner.
然后那天晚上我们就请人吃饭。
So I turned it on.
所以我就把那个录音机给打开，录下来的。
Afterwards, I let mother listen.
然后这个午餐晚餐结束，我让妈妈听了。
She said, "What's that woman saying?"
然后妈又说，哎，那个女的在说什么呢？
She didn't know how fast she talked.
她自己都没有听出来，那是她自己在那说的那么快。她说：“那你是在说什么？”那么意思。
I remember a man very gruff, talks really gruff, you know.
有一个男生的讲话就是很粗的那
种。And one day he heard his voice over the telephone, you know, where you call in and it records.
有的时候你知道有那个。
Do I talk like that?
有的时候他的声音是很粗，很那个，就讲话挺粗的，就是。然后他有一天他听到自己那个留言机里的声音，他说：“我讲话是这样子的。”
And then some people have been so bruised.
还有些人呢，受的伤害很多。
That they come, they don't trust you.
所以他们就很难信任人。
So you feel their attitude.
所以你能感觉到他们很难信任别人，所以你能感觉到他们的态度。
So you have to realize that.It may be they look at you a certain way or they act towards you. Oh, Lord help us.
然后有的人可能看你这个意思，对不起啊。
Only answer doctors.
我只有医生的电话我会回。
Oh, it's a doctor. I'll be back. Yeah.
所以从刚才到现在告诉我们说每一个人都会碰到磨我们的让我们会痛也好会不舒服也好会碰到这样的人哈、啊。那基本上每一个人呢有我们的特性然后我们不太能够明白那些跟我们特性不一样的早上我们在车上就在谈他的两个孩子一个是跟他一样很喜欢哈哈大笑啊开玩笑一个是跟我一样非常的严肃哈、啊。所以一个严肃的人听到人家跟你开玩笑的时候有时候你不知道该怎么反应哈，那像他们的话就可以像打乒乓球你打过来我打过去这样哈，那会碰到一些你不喜欢的或者是你觉得说会磨你的这个没有什么不要说哎呀，我这个人怎么那么没有涵养或者那么没有度量不是这样是你有你的特性但是刚才妈妈有个重点说基本上我们的感受不一定是对方的问题哈，所以我们就来处理我们自己的问题那多有这种机会的时候你就会扩大你的心胸你就会扩大你的眼界而且呢你会越来越增加你本来没有的好，这个我自己很有体会他讲到微笑我是最不会笑的人你看到我都是很凶我从小就是很凶的样子因为如果你看到我一个小时候的照片你就看到就是好像我是那种 然后呢，每一次呢要处罚人，老师就叫我去处罚，啊，我不用处罚，他们就很怕我了，啊，所以呢，那像我这样的人，你现在看我可能没有那么可怕了，可能一半而已，哈，啊，还是有了，哈，啊，一半而已，就是我一做起事情来就非常的严肃，我自己也不知道，哈，啊，所以像妈咪说微笑，那我没有，那我就要学习，对不对，哈，啊，像有一次我在中国的时候。啊，我去换一个东西，在美国什么东西都可以换，在中国的话，我没有意识到在那里是不太行的。但是也是沃尔玛，我去了，哇，那个售货员呢，对我很凶，一大早对我非常凶哈，啊。你啊，没有看好就买，我说，我就他讲了很多话之后哈，啊，那我就说，到底可不可以换？哈，啊，他说，你去找看看吧，哈，啊。然后我那个时候呢，就想到说，像妈咪讲说，我怎么去连接这个人哈，啊？我说你早上情绪不好吗？你要一天工作耶，好，啊，所以快乐一点，我这样讲，好，啊。那我一讲说他愣住了，他可能从来没有碰过这样，他以为我要跟他吵起来了哈，啊。所以呢，有时候化解一下那个，我觉得我自己也感觉很快乐，就是我没有去。觉得他对我怎么样，那后来我就想到说，哦，这是中国不是美国，我把他想错了，因为在美国怎么换都可以，哈，啊，在那里其实我很感谢他，如果让我换，不让我换我也没关系，哈，所以像这种情况是在帮助我，第一次可能练习之后你会，哦，你对我这样，第二次来呢就比较老练一点了，那我们柔软使对方柔软，事实上一天下来我们就觉得很和气，哦，就不会好像，好像到处都是冰山一样， OK，
Okay, let's go on. As we talked about, sometimes it's the way we see things, and I'd like to go back to self-talk just a little bit.
所以我们再回去讲到你跟自己的自我对话。
You see, the things I tell myself determines what I'm going to do.
所以你自己告诉自己的东西会决定你会怎么行动。
That's basically our this right here is basically the whole engine of our life.
所以呢，这个是我们整个生，好像我们生这个生活中的一个那个发动机似的。
That comes through here.
你其实任何事情都是经过你脑子的，虽然有时候你没意识到。
You know, a boss can you can say about your boss, I don't like the way the boss talks to me, but I can't stand it.
你说我可能就是说我不喜欢我老板对我讲话的态度，我也受不了。
And then you might say, I don't like the way the boss talks to me, but I'll make it.
你也可以对自己说，我不喜欢这个老板怎么样，这个说话的态度，但是我可以胜过。
You see, when I say I can't stand it, I may go as far as to leave my job.
你就说我再也受不了了，那也意味着可能你要离开你的工作。
Might be a very good job.
有可能是一份很好的工作。
Because I built this thing up against my boss.
因为我心里面慢慢对他的怨气，对这个老板的怨气越来越大。
But we have to recognize that sometimes when we do those things, we hurt ourselves more.
当你这样子就是润着自己的怨气这样积累的时候，你伤害让自己对自己伤害更大。
My mother had a woman that was over her. She really, I don't think she liked Christians.
我妈妈有一个生命中有个女士。
And she was very, lots of times, very, very mean to my mother.
她就是可能不喜欢基督徒，她对我妈妈很不
好。One day she was mean to mother. Mother said,You know, Jesus couldn't even, not everybody liked him. She said that woman never said another word to her.
然后这个女的就老是说了，后来她妈妈就对这个女士说，说就算主耶稣在世，也不是每个人都喜欢他。然后这个人就再也不讲话了。
So sometimes when they do these things to us, it depends on my self-talk.
有的时候呢，当别人对待我的时候，我自己的这种自我对话、
Some、
自我思想更重要。有些时候我们做事情就是很冲动。
Have you never noticed people that have to go from one job to another?
你有没有见到这个人不停的换工作
？Because they can't make it here.
因为他觉得这边他工作不开心，然后去那边也不开心。
And it's because when anything happens at all that they don't like, right away they're soft talk. I'm not going to take this thing. I'm leaving.
所以有时候有些事情发生了，他们不喜欢，他们自我的对话就说，哦，这件事情发生了，我受不了。
Some people have gotten divorced very stupidly.
有些人就是离婚，就是原因是很愚蠢的。
I often wonder about this, you know.
我有时候就想为什么这样。
Of course, I never had to go through it.
因为我从来，所以我也不需要经过这个，因为没结婚。
Thank God.
感谢神。
But sometimes when you get something in your mind, sure he's doing something that's not right.
对他这个先生可能做的事情是不是很对。
And you have these children.
然后你也有孩子。
And you say, I'm going to leave him in divorcing.
然后你就说哼我离开他我跟他离婚。
Now, have you thought about what am I going to do with my children?
然后你有没有想过这孩子怎么办呢？
He doesn't make enough money to keep us very well.
然后他如果离婚，这个先生挣的钱也不够，他自己也不够足够养这个孩子。
And so, despite your own self, you divorce.
但是呢，你不管你怎么样的，你就是认的性子，还是离婚了。
And life becomes very hard.
现在呢，这个分这样的生活就很难。
When sometimes you can just say, I can make it.
然后有时候你自己说，我可以，我可以靠自己，我可以。
I'll have some place for my children and we'll make it.
说你就说我可以的，我就是找个地方给我孩子，我们可以度过难关的。
So you see, it's that sometimes impulsive thinking we have.
有的时候是我们想法就是根本就是很冲动的这样子。
Sometimes, you know, feeling in love, from what I read in books,
就是我读的书上那样的，
就是那种爱的感觉。That lasts about the first year, the emotional part.
就是你那个
first 2 years maybe.
就是说你那个大概也就是那个很有爱的感觉，就是很相爱的感觉，大概也就持续一两年。
After that, it's day by day by day.
然后就是后边就是每一日了。
Sometimes you don't have a flutter toward him.
有时候 flutter.
In other words, you have no emotion.
所以有时候你对你的那个配偶可能一点感情都没有。
And he's not emotional.
然后他也不是那种比较有感性的人。
And then after a while, he's not emotional, and you feel like, what am I, just a body?
然后你就说，那我是谁啊？我就跟他就是在这里室友嘛。
Only once before sex.
然后就是我们就是好像就是只有说好像就是一个就是一个。
I'm being very plain, aren't I?
就是我们只有肉体的关系。
Dorothy don't like this kind of talk.
他说我妈是我不喜欢那个。
You don't like this kind of talk.
She cannot say it.I don't have to say it.
Oh. Okay.
It's
my, yeah. It's... Oh, it's you. Oh. But it's real.
但是那个是很真实的。
And so, because of the difference maybe in our, he's the kind that marriage is what you do.
然后呢就变成你们只是在一起婚姻。
Every man gets married, he has children.
然后呢，这个男生好像就是因为这个性的关系进入婚姻，然后有孩子。
So after a while, it becomes to him working, coming home.
然后
working, coming home. Sometimes he comes and you're complaining all the time. Sometimes he comes, you're not talking to him.
然后
so he don't, you know, he sort of turns the thing off, like you know.
所以有的时候他就好像去工作回家，工作回家，然后他就好像就变成一个就是你们两个就是这样在一起过日子，
what、
然后他也对你就对他封闭了。
What I'm trying to say is sometimes the things that happens that we allow to change our life would be different if we didn't self-talk ourselves into it.
所以呢，有时候生命中发生的事情呢，我们如果不是说自我对话，把自己说服到一个地步，就是这样一个相信进到这种地步，我们的生命会生活会不一样。
There's a kid in college. They come up to a course of study.
有个小孩在大学里边，他们在学一门课。
And they try and they say, I can't do it, I can't do it, I'm just going to quit this thing.
他们就说自己说哦，不行不行，我要、
so、
我要，我就这门课我学不下去了，我要把这门课给 quit,
But there's another one that's having a lot of trouble too.
然后另外一个学生呢，可能在这个班上也很困难，学这门课学的也很辛苦，他也觉得很。过不下走不下去了，这课学不下去了。
But he's not talking himself into quitting.
但是他不是给自己说，哎呀，我做不下去了，我就把这门课退掉了。他就去找人帮助他。
He's going to work at it harder.
他就说更努力。
You see, this is a problem of our children today when they become young adults.
这就是我们现在孩子的问题，当他们成为年轻人的时候。成年人的时候
they live so long by their self-talk.
他们很多时候都是靠了自己的情绪自我对话。所以来这样，他们一直这样生活。
This little thing that bothers them.
所以当他们一旦他们自己可以独立了
，Many of them are ready to throw it over.
所以他们只要一碰到一点挫折，他们好像就不行了。
I think that's what puts them in drugs.
这就是为什么很多年轻人最后去吸毒的原因。
They begin to think unless somebody moves them into it, but they begin to think what is life.
然后他们就想生活到底是怎么样的呢
？And they become somewhat depressed, so they begin to take drugs.
然后他们就觉得很忧郁，然后他们就开始或者喝酒，或者是喝，或者吸毒。
Our self-talk makes us.
我们那个自我怎么想，这样自我对话其实能塑造我们。
And that's why we need God.
所以这就是为什么我们需要神。
To help us to manage our self-talk.
所以我们要需要神来帮助我们怎么样来自我对话。
You see, we get to the place that we get under, what shall I say, I can't stand it. This is awful.
你说有的时候你到一个地方你会说我受不了了，太糟糕了。
Worthless.
最糟糕的一种自我对话就是我没有价值。
This is what happens to our young men today.
这就是现
particularly in our black areas.
这就是那个年轻人，尤其是黑人的年轻人，他们对自己的一个自我，就是对自己的一个评价。
You cannot imagine how they grow up.
你不知道这个黑人的孩子他们是怎么样长大的。
Most of them, or a lot of them, without any father.
他们很多是称就根本没有爸爸的形象。
And if they have a father, he's probably drinking.
如果他有父亲的形象，这个父亲可能也是一个酗酒者。
No example.
这个父亲根本不没有一点正面的形
Always being,
形象。
Sometimes even abused, beaten up while they're coming up.
或者当他的那个这个小孩黑人小孩他长大的时候是被父亲打的就一直这样成长
They haven't really succeeded in school.
他们在学校里也
They're the bad boys in school.
他们在学校里也是坏孩子
And they go on until when they get out of school they don't know how to do anything.
然后这样的他们
They have no education.
当他们一旦从学校毕业他们不知道怎么做
Nobody has ever cared about them.
也没有人在意他们
And so to them they are no worth.
所以对他们自己的这个自我对话就是我没有价值。
Now, when we have that sometimes, we try to build ourselves up.
所以有的人面对这种觉得
with a false wall.
有些人就是说他觉得自己没有价值他就把自己
筑了一面墙。So
how do they build themselves up? 他们怎么样给自己建墙
Robbing, beating people.
他们就是去抢劫。
Getting into gangs where they have brothers that like them.
或者去加入帮派好像在帮派里他们找到人接受他们。
And all of it is based on their life and how they take it.And the false talk they tell themselves.
一个是他们就是他们的生命的经历，另外就是他们对自己的一些自我对话，一个虚假的自我对话。
But then there's other, huh?
Right now,
yes.
Some of our black people right now.
Yes, yes.
他就指现在的这个黑人的成长。
That's why we're having so much trouble.
这就是。
And even white boys.
甚至是白人的孩子，在很多男孩子。
Even in good homes.
甚至是在很好的家庭里成长的。
You know the drug rate in the good homes were terrible.
你知道在这个。就是白人的这个男孩子有钱的家里边他们那个吸毒率有多高吗
child,
当你这个孩子什么方面面都照顾到他们就不需要做任何决定
they have all the money they want in some
他们就是家里很有钱有些家里很有钱想要什么就有什么他们很有钱但是却看不到父母
they're in business or they're social.
所以他们的父母或者是忙着生意或者在外边忙着社交
so when these kids grow up they can't take any aversion at all.
所以当那些孩子长大他们不能面对
they don't have to face it.
他们面对这个难处的时候就不知道怎么面对。
And many of them ended up in drugs.
所以他们很多人就是喝酒吸毒。
Their friends would have parties because they had many of them just like them.
他们为什么
没有 So they would have parties and they would drink and there would be sex and all of these things.
他们为什么有那么多聚会因为他们朋友也像他们一样所以他们就喝酒吸毒在一起就这样随便的乱来。
You see, today is a fertile ground for Satan.
所以今天的这个真的是
to come and bring wickedness.
所以今天的这个土壤好像给撒旦留下很大的一个很肥沃
in our thought life.
很肥沃的土地撒旦可以在这些社会中这个生命中工作
and he bombards
带来很多的邪恶恶势力
with sexual ideas.
所以他就是你就看到现在这种就是
feel a little better.
就是说这种各方面的这个性方面的混乱跟堕落
and they end up devastated.
然后他们最后他们这样子乱来最后这样的堕落最后自己就很绝望
You see, that's why it's so good to implant positive thoughts in our children.
所以就是为什么要在我们孩子中间让他们学习有这种正面积极的态度有多重要
Don't tell them they're bad.
所以别给他们说你很糟糕你很坏。
You may say you're not pleasing mama.
你就可以说你这样做妈妈不高兴。
Mama's looking for better from you.
妈妈希望你做得更好。
But you tell a child they're bad enough, they are going to know they are bad.
如果你从小跟这个孩子说你是坏孩子你是坏孩子他们最后就是说他们就觉得自己是坏孩子。
When our children get discouraged, we must encourage them.
当我们孩子很沮丧的时候你要鼓励他们。不是在说他们。
They come home and they say, this teacher is terrible.
他们来说，哎呀，这个老师太糟糕了。
Oh, you say, what do they do?
然后你就说他们做什么了。
And they tell their side of it.
他们就告诉你他们那方面的故事。
Oh, that's right. They really are terrible.
你说这个老师太可恨了。
I'm going to the school about this.
他说我要去学校找他。
Listen, when your child comes home and talks to you about the terrible teacher,
如果你还
能 try to encourage them and help them to see how they can be better to help the teacher to like them more.
所以他们就说，如果这个孩子
have it in them.
孩子回家告诉你
Tell them they're able to do it.
孩子回家告诉你说这个老师不好，你可以帮助他们，就是让怎么样做可以让老师对他更好，喜欢他，帮助他怎么样去帮助老师。
When Ethan was little, just not even about a year and a half or so, maybe
十五的外孙那个 Ethan 在他一岁半左右还不到。
They would bring in the groceries.
然后呢，他们就带他去商店里买东西。
And in a sense, he was a strong little boy.
他是。
So he would just bring everything, carry them in because, oh, Ethan, you're doing a good job.
然后那个 Ethan 呢就帮着妈妈买东西。
I'm proud of you.
他说 Ethan 搬东西，他就说 Ethan 你好棒啊，你真是帮妈妈搬东西。
And he's gonna try as hard as little.
然后那个一岁半他就在那使劲努力的去搬各种东西。
But when we run and say, oh, honey, that's too heavy for you. Let mommy pick it up. Well, the rest of your life, he's gonna let you pick up anything that's heavy.
然后如果你说哦那个东西太重了，妈妈来拿吧，他就以后在生命中可能什么事情都要靠你了。
How much our self-talk?
有的时候我们这个自我对话对我们影响有多大？
And I have to fight it a lot.
我自己要自己在这方面是我的很大的挣扎。
Sometimes I'll see something and something will flash in my mind. I don't like them. I think, what are you talking about?
然后有时候我看到一个人说，哦，我说马上那个念头说，我不喜欢那个人。撒旦会用这个来攻击我。
Maybe because my brain's always going. I think I'm ADD.
我觉得我有点这个多动症，或者总是思想不太能集中。
Constantly he bombards me with
this. 那个撒旦就是不断的用各种的念头来攻击我。然后我就会停下来说，在讲什么呢？我都不认识这个人，我为什么要不喜欢他呢？
Sometimes I'll be watching to the church service, the English one, you know, and I know the people pretty well, but then somebody will come up and a thought will come to me, a bad thought. And I say, will you? And I'm almost amazed at it.
然后有的人就是来跟我说，哦，这个怎么
不好。The word of God said we must bring our mind in. Bring it into submission.
所以圣经上说，有的人就来跟我说这个怎么这个今天的聚会怎么不好，
no.
我就会想。然后圣经上讲说，我们要让把我们的思念都夺回，归顺于基督。
Because the Lord knows this is the biggest way it's the only way we get ourselves into many of the things we get ourselves into.
所以神知道，就是因为我们的思想这样去想，这个就会给我们带来很多的问题。
So.The Bible gives us some very good guidelines.
圣经给我们很好的一个引导。
I don't know if Dorothy wrote the scriptures in, maybe not.
你不知道师母有没有写这个经文在里面。
But we see in Romans 12:18.
在罗马书第十二章十八节讲到。
Now this is a tremendous scripture.
这个是一个有巨大能力的一节经文。
And sometimes we have to learn how to do it.
有的时候我们要学习怎么样在这种经文中活出来，学这个。
You know how you learn how to do something?
你知道你怎么样学习做一件事情吗？
You keep doing it.
就是不断的做，不断的做。
You just keep doing it.
你就是一直不断的反复的去练习。
Until it becomes so automatic that if you don't do it, you think, oh, you better do it.
就变成就是说，最后都变成一种习惯，很自然。你一做，你就会
走。He said this.
保罗这样说。
If it be possible.
若是能行。
As much as lieth in you.Live peacefully with all men.
他就说，如果能行，如果你的能力可能的话，总要尽力与众人和睦。
Wow, wow, wow.
那到底是什么意思呢？
So what he's saying is, I will help you.
就是说，神说我会帮助你。
But you're the one that has to do it.
我会帮助你，但是你必须要自己去做。
There's so many things we begin to pray and say, Lord, help me.
然后很多时候我们对神说，神啊，你帮助我。
And if he would answer back, he said, "Well, start helping yourself."
神可能会这样说：“你先自己开始行
动起来。” There's some things God cannot do.
有的时候呢，不是神没法替我们做。
He doesn't make you like the donkey and talk through you.
他不会说就是。
You know, there's a story of the donkey in the Bible that began to talk to the prophet.
他不是说像圣经里边让神不是说让每次都让驴子开口讲话。
So if my mouth gets me in trouble, God's not going to talk for me. He said.Learn how to keep it quiet.
所以，如果你的总给你的嘴，你的说话总给你带来麻烦，你要学习怎么样控制自己。 他说如果有可能尽量在您的身上与所有人和睦。
So these things will come, but I think if we start with respect,
所以呢我们如果开始学习去培养
learn how to respect
对人的尊重怎么样去尊重别人。
I want to tell you as an American, I doubt if there's many that look at you and think, oh, you're just Chinese.
所以我觉得在美国很少有人很少有人会觉得说哦他对你不好你觉得他在轻视中国人。
So a lot of times you miss opportunities to really know people because this thing becomes that, well, they just think I'm Chinese.
所以你错过了很多的机会就是因为呢错过了很多了解这个美别人的机会就是你觉得他们瞧不起中国人。
I have a friend named Brito.
我有一个朋友他
叫 Brito。She's from the islands.
他是从那个就是地中海。
She's very, very dark.
地中海就是这个附近来的就是加勒比海来的他皮肤很黑那边的 岛民都比较黑但是
everybody that knows her loves her.
但是每个认识他的人都很喜欢他
When she's out, wherever she is, she don't care. She talks to people and they talk to her in the campus where we live. They just love Gretel. They want Gretel because Gretel's always so happy. Always making joke. You know, making them laugh and that kind of thing. They don't even...No, they know her color, but they don't even think about it.
所以呢，他总是在跟别人说话呀，然后开玩笑。大家每个人都很喜欢他，大家甚至没有想到他是黑人。大家知道他皮肤比较黑，但是没人会在意这个。
Her daughter married a son of one of the big singers. It's big country singers.
他的女儿结婚，他女儿是黑人，是一个他女儿一个他的一个女婿是白人。
But people very rarely, it doesn't, you know, they accept her.
然后他女婿是一个歌手就是一个还全国这样巡回的歌手
The mother of that family I was in Iowa and she stopped and she wanted me to talk to her we went to dinner together
You mean the son-in-law's mother?
Yes,、
okay.
No not the son, his grandmother The son-in-law's grandmother
哦就是
那
个女婿的 OK 那个
So we went there and
she
was saying to me You know Sister Schwartz I don't know if thisMarriage, if this is going to be good.
他就说，因为他一个是白人，黑人嘛，都是这个
非常。She was really very up, sort of upset about.
这个奶奶有一点点不太高兴。
Now, do you think I went home and told Gretel and her daughter that?
你说我能回家告诉我这个 Gretel 跟他女儿说，你奶奶。
She doesn't know that to this day.
所以呢，他现在到现在，他的女儿跟我这个朋友，他都不知道说那个奶奶对他。
But she did marry into that family.
但是他确实嫁到那家里了，他的女儿。
And now all you see is they love her.
然后你就看到这个家都很喜欢这个女孩子。
All of them love her.
他们所有人都很喜欢她这个媳妇。
When they have big family reunions.
当他们全家在一起就是有个家庭团聚的时候。
And they just, Gretel, Elisa is just part, Alina is just part of.
就她的她那个女儿呢就是这个大家庭的一
员。You see, we can overcome anything when we're willing to take a little bit of,You don't know whether they like me or not, but I'm going to like them.
所以你可以克服很多事情，就是说，不管说你在心里有可能有点怀疑，说他们是不是喜欢我，但是我还是要去喜欢他们，去尊重他们。
You know, America is a melting pot.
你知道美国人说是个大熔炉，美国这个民族这个文化。
The only ones that belong in America is Indian.
真的，这个原来的美国人只有印第安人，人家才是原住民。
They're the original Americans.
原住民，然后我们都是外来人口。
Every one of us have come from another country.
我们所有的人的这个祖先或者来的，除了这个原住民印第安人，都是从别的地方来的。
So when I'm in China, I see them looking at me, you know?It's not so bad anymore since I'm old. They sort of recognize me, you know, or they're sort of kind to me now, that type of thing. Although they've always been sort of kind to me. But what I'm saying is, I had to learn to be stared at. When I first went there back in 27 years ago.
妈咪就说要学会在中国刚开始现在他们都对他很好了但是到中国要学习就是别人都盯着他看因为他是外国人。27年以前到中国。他们那时候还没有很多就是去中国旅行的外国人。
In fact, if you can remember some of them, you'll realize they didn't even have nice roads.
你知道那时候中国那个27年以前那个公路就没有什么好的公路。
Many of their buildings were the old kind.
你知道我们那个时候的建筑物也都很老旧。
You never saw beautiful apartments back then.
你也没有那时候看到很漂亮的公寓。
You went into an apartment house to visit someone and they had one room, a bathroom they shared, and a kitchen they shared.
你知道那时候大家住那个筒子楼，就是说那个大家用一公用厕所呀，然后有一个公用厨房。
So as, when I would walk down, oh,
然后我只要一走过来，因为外国人很少，每个人都盯着我看。
I had to get, I don't know if I ever got used to it, but I accepted it.
我就我也不知道我是不是习惯了，但是我就接受这个。我对中国人来讲就是一个外来人。
And today I'm loved by many.
但是很多人都很爱我，我知道我在中国很多人很爱我，他们对我非常的好。
But you see, if I allowed that to bother me,
如果我允许他们就因为这样老盯着我看，让这个来允许我来影响我的话，
Darcy, I don't want to go through this.
然后我就可以给师母说，我可不想老被别人盯着看。我如果这样想的话，
I can't self-talk myself.
我也可以跟自己这样对话。
Because you know when you're the only one.
你要知道你是那个唯一的这个外国人。
Many times I was the only one.
你知道我在那很多时候就是那个人群里唯一的一个外国人。
I remember the elevator opening and this old man looking at me and curse me.
有一次电梯开了，一个老人家看到我外国人就开始诅咒我骂我。
But you know we can't. In my self-talk, I could have said I'm not going to China.
然后我可以自己说，哦，我再也不去中国了。
But in God's great love,
但是在神的爱里面
this is where he called me.
就是神为什么让我去中国，那是我的呼召，所以我可以承受，我可以接受。
And thank God I did.
感谢神，我确实也接受，我就这样往前走。
That's why you can't live in America feeling that you're different.
所以你不能在美国觉得我跟别人都不一样。
They don't like you.
你说他们这美国人就是不喜欢我。
Honey, those who don't like you isn't worth knowing.
然后他们如果不喜欢你，他们根本都不值得你去认识他。
You want me to tell you what American people think about Chinese?
你知道美国人到底是怎么想中国人的吗
？Their kids are really smart.
他们都觉得我们的孩子好聪明啊。
Their kids are really talented.
他们孩子真是很有智，很反正就是学习很好。
If there's anything they're scared of, it's your kids.
他们所有害怕就是你的孩子，因为他们学习太厉害了。
So you see, you have to recognize that.I if I treat people with respect, they're going to treat me with respect.
所以当你对别人培养对别人尊重的时候，别人也会尊重你。
So that's one of the.
在中国的时候哈，
我就问你 China.
好像自己是动物。
You have to say you are animal in the zoo.
嘴巴的那个牙齿啊，都说都是真的吗？就这样面对着他，这样子，他的牙齿都是真的。
I have good teeth.
哈哈哈哈哈哈。
But I like.
就以微笑去回报。
So now when I get on an elevator, like one man, he looked me. She looks good for 90.
有一次我从那个电梯里出来，那个说，哦，九十岁了还这样，不错呀。
So after we've got to live in this life.
所以我们只有这一生，这一次的
生命。We need to learn to enjoy life.
所以我们能学会享受生命。
Not let a lot of those things that we begin to think in our mind.
不要让那些一直在那种想的事情来停止我们。
Keep us down.
让我们很沮丧。
Keep us resentful.
让我们心怀怨恨。
You know, he tells us there that when we deal with people.
当我们跟人相处的时候。
If it's something that you know they're talking to you, and you might say some of it might be partly right. You might say, well, there's some of that I do agree with.
所以他们有些对你的批评，或者有一部分是对你说对，好像有一部分我是同意的。
They say a soft answer. The word of God says a soft answer turns away wrath.
圣经上说回答柔和，使怒消退。
But grievous words stir up anger.
言语暴怒，言语暴力，挑起争端。
So now begin to remember your blood pressure.
所以现在没事，想想你的血压。
Begin to remember your stomach trouble.
想想你的那个肠胃。
And your heart.
然后你的心脏。
And stop getting angry.
然后别生气。
You say how can you?
你说我怎么可以
？You stop.
你就停下来。
Those emotions come.
当那个
I know
这种感受。
I know those emotions.
当你有这种感受、这种生气的感觉来的时候。
But if you can stop,
你就停下来。
And begin to think to yourself.
然后就给自己说。
And maybe even turn away.
或者你就走开。
Or give them a soft answer.
或者给他们一个就是一个柔和的回答。
You know, okay, but we're not going to fight.
然后你就说不管怎么样，我们不要为这件事情再争下去了。
You know, many of you would have a better marriage if you would wait to talk to your husband after that.Passion of anger is over.
所以呢，如果你学习不要在你最气头上，在气头上跟你老公说话，可能你的婚姻会更好。
Because I've learned in anger, you say things that you don't want to say, you wish you had never said.
在生气的时候，你会说些话，你可能你会后悔去说，或者你希望你从来没说过的话，在生气气头上的时候。
So that's why if you can begin in your life to say, listen, let's talk about this later.
然后你可以在你的生活中学习说我们回头再谈，等一等再谈。
你
说我停不下来。
Anything we can't do.
有什么事情难道是我们不能做吗？
You know why Trump is the way he is?
你说我们的总统
President Trump.
你知道我们的总川普总统他这个讲话。
Now they say he's narcissistic and they say all kinds of things about how he is. But you know what it is? He never would give up.
你知道他们不管说他怎么怎么不好他有一件事情他从来不放弃。
He lost two fortunes.
他在他的这个过程中间他有两次破产。
And build them back up.
他又把就从这个破产中间又回来。
And now, I don't remember any time in my whole 80 years.
在我的这个一生八十年的生活中
little, I didn't remember.
当我小的时候或者说过去的七十年中
any president
任何一位总统
has been treated like him.
如果像他这样被对待被这样恶待的时候
things has been said about him,
就说他这种恶言就说他评论他对他
never ever in America history.
他们在美国的历史上从来没有这样的诋毁一位总统
You see, the Americans were the type that before the election,
在美国的历史上
We would be so angry talking and all the other But as soon as that election came
就说当他们那个选举前大家可能很生气当那个总统被选上了之后
Then we respected the place of president
我们因为这个总统的这个办公室这个职位
But never ever has it ever been like with Trump
但是在美但对这个川普总统是不一样他即使被选上总统他们还是说他
Because never have they had a president for a long time They had one when they had one of the Roosevelts But never for a long time has a president told you what he thinks.
因为自从那个罗斯福总统之后，从来没有一个总统告诉你他真实的想法。
Never has a president gone against what these politicians think.
从来没有一位总统就跟这些政客作对。
You see, he's standing up like I've never seen a man.
我从来没有说像一个男人就是这样的，就是站在不让步，不管他是对还是错。
The one thing he does is he stands up.
不管他怎么样他就站在那儿他就不退不让。
But many times when they meet him,
但是
you know, he used to have, when he was running for president,
当他们会见他的时候就见他的时候。
Oh, he had this rough voice and so forth.
当他竞选的时候他那个声音好像很粗。
Someone asked him, why do you do that? He said, I thought this is the way you do it.
然后别人说你为什么这样的讲话
He had never been in politics before.
因为他从来没有进入政界他不知道政客是怎么他就说我觉得好像就该这么所以很
粗。He didn't know that smooth way of doing things.
他不知道这种好像就是这种很狡猾好像显得很温柔。
But you know, afterwards, if you listen to his speeches.
然后你现在在听他的演讲。
He has a soft voice.
现在他的声音就不像以前那么粗就比较柔和下来。
He has a soft voice.
他就不再把声音讲很大声。
When he went, I've never heard a speech like it, when he went Saudi Arabia.
当他去萨特阿拉伯他有一个演讲的时候。
He was like butter melting.
他就讲话很柔和像那个奶油似的。
And I believe he sees that when he really works with a person,
当他真的是跟一个人单独相处的时候
that the soft answer is what helps.
他了解到这个柔和的这种讲话是真正是能够帮助的。
Because when you start getting angry,
当你生气的时候
when you start you know, going with these words,
当你就是要乱讲这样发脾气
and anger comes and then,
当你的言语暴力的时候
It hurts so much.
其实只会引起来更多的争端
In Colossians, he said,
在Colossians 是那个哥罗西书
Colossians
4:6 哥罗西吧 Colossians 哥罗西书第四章第六节哥罗西第四章第六节 Go ahead、
okay. He said, let your speech be always with grace
他说让你们的言语要常常带着和气
You know, they have a way of saying, that person's a very graceful person.
有时候我们说这个人讲话很优雅。
What they're saying is they're kind.
他说但是就说这个人呢很仁慈很有恩惠。
They don't say things that hurt people.
他不会讲话去伤害别人。
And you see, he said, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt.
他说要你们讲话言语要常常带着和气好像用盐调和。
I'm not sure why he said seasoned with salt.
我不了解他为什么要说用盐调和。
But one thing salt does is it heals.
你知道盐有一种功用是医治的功用。
If you've ever had trouble with the tooth or something, you gargle with salt.
有时候你的牙齿痛的话你可以用盐水漱口。
Salt is a healing agent.
你知道这个盐水是有这个医治的功用的。
And also,Now, my mother used to cook without salt.
我妈有时候做饭不放盐的。
And today if I get anything without salt, I feel like, ah.
今天我只要是任何东西没有盐，我觉得哎呦简直。
A little bit of salt changes all the taste.
你知道就是那个盐放的就让。
Just like a little bit of sugar.
就像盐或者糖会改变这个整个的这个饭菜的味道似的。
So he's saying, use this salt as something that's healing.
所以你把这个盐用来做一种医治的功能。
Tasteful.
就让你这个尝起来很好，味道很好。
That you may, that they may know how you ought to answer everything.
就是说好使你们知道该怎样回答每一个人。
I think if there's anything that upsets a person is when you won't argue with them.
So that's
when you won't argue with them.
所以当一个人你不去给他吵争执跟他吵的时候。
Now we used to have a saying, it takes two to tango.
所以我们就说只有两个人就是中国人说一个巴掌拍不响。
Now tango was a dance.
就是哦两个人在一起才能跳探戈舞。你知道探戈舞是两个人才。
What we used to mean it takes two people to make a conflict.
就说要两个人才能有矛盾。
A person is stupid standing there making the conflict all to themselves.
没有人说自己在那里边自己给自己打自己。
And when they don't get anything rise, and when they don't know what to do next.
所以当你他在跟你吵，你不理你没有起来，他不知道该下边怎么做。
So he's saying, learn how to talk to people.
所以呢，去学习怎么样回答个人，带着有尊重。
You know, a lot of people that have this kind of attitudes.
你知道很多人是那个态度好像有点不太好。
There are deeper problems.
有些人里边有一种这种态度，这个人问题这些问题更大。
You know, lots of people live with guilt.
你知道很多人他们是带着罪疚感生活的吗
？And guilt is not a pleasant thing to live.
你知道这个带着愉快的事情。
And it can take up your mind. It can take up your thinking and take up your attitude.
它会占据你的整个思想，你的整个态度。
So we have to understand, and then lots of people, you know, when we're there, we get checked out. And that lady, if we understood, she has a husband at home that she has to take care of.
如果在我们在
They can no longer work. And she has to now work. And she's got to go home and take care of this husband and the home, and maybe even a few children.
所以在那个，如果你比如说你去付账的时候，有个女士态度不好，也可能说她在家里边，她的先生因为不能工作，待在家里，她要照顾先生，可能还有孩子要照顾，她必须得工作。
She may not be very pleasant.
所以她可能就是看上去不是很令人愉悦，态度不好。
I tell you, when you get a headache, you don't feel very much like being nice, do you?
对不对？当你要是头痛的时候，你不会对别人，就是你也可能说，谁也别招我，别惹我，让我自己待着。你要是身体不舒服的话，你会这样。
So what the Lord wants us to do?
神想让我们怎么做呢
？I think begin with our smile.
首先呢，从我们的微笑开始。
And then learn to respect everyone.
学习去尊重每个人。
Oh, already? Oh.
For next time.
No, it's not that much, is it? It might be.
You still have the.
Yeah, I'm probably going over all of them. But anyhow, I'm just saying for your own benefit.
所以为了我们自己的益处。
For your own testimony.
为了你自己的这个见证。
Just say, Lord, this is what I want you to help me.
所以你给神说神啊我是这方面需要你帮助我。
And then begin to help yourself.
然后你自己也可以帮助你自己。
You know, when I was...Growing up, and even for many, many years, I was a guilty person.
你知道很多很多年，我是生活在愧疚之下。
I know what happened to me, but I was a guilty person.
我知道怎么样，但是我就是
I lived under guilt.
我就是在那个沉重的罪疚感之下生活。
And I used to ask God, what you know, this is I learned that there's a difference between.Guilt is true and guilt is not true.
我知道头脑知道。
And most of the time it was guilt that wasn't true.
有这个错误的罪疚感跟真实的愧疚感，很多时候我是在那个我知道我在错误的愧疚感之下中。
And one day the Lord seemed to say something to my heart. He said, "Don't take it."
然后有一天神对我说，你就拒绝他，你不要接受他。
And I thought, you know, and so I started to say, "I'm not going to accept you."
所以我就说好吧，我就不接受这种错误的罪疚感。
And in just a little while.That guilt was gone.
然后就在很短的时间内，这个罪疚感就离开了。
So many times, if I feel like some, because I can, you know, when I talk to people,
我跟人谈话的时候，或者我跟别人讲话的时候
，and I'm such a talker.
因为我 我比较爱讲话。
You can't always talk long that you don't say something that maybe isn't hurt somebody or something.
你讲话如果太多话，就会讲到不合适。
I'll go home and I'll feel so bad.
如果讲话伤害到别人。
I shouldn't have said this.
然后回家以后我就特别后悔，说我不应该这样说，我不应该那样说。
Not that it was wrong, but just, you know, somebody.
然后也不是说我说的，就是因为我讲话讲的比较多，可能就会觉得不合适。
So I live under that, and then I say,
然后我就在那个错误罪疚感之下，然后我就给神就帮助我说，我不接受这个。
Then I began to use that, and it began to melt away.
然后我这个罪疚感就消失了。
So friends, we can do. You can be a different person.
所以我们可以成为一个不同的人。
You know, sometimes when the children hear Aunt so-and-so's coming, they think, oh no.
然后有孩子听到哪个你的家人要来了，他们就皱眉头。
She's always yelling at us.
说那个亲戚总对我们吼叫。
But so much better when they say, oh, she is coming. Oh boy, I can't wait.
说孩子或者说，哎呀，这个谁哪家亲戚要来，我们好高兴。
We want to be as God's people. We want to be a loving people.
然后作为神的子民，我们希望是这个有爱的。
Not always worrying about self.
不是仁慈的人，而不是总是在想着自己。
Jesus didn't worry about this.
主耶稣不是总在担心自己。
And when the Christians, how were they recognized when they just started out?
你知道这个基督教，基督这个早期的时候，别人怎么认出来基督徒呢？
That love one another.
他们的基督徒的那时候的印记就是他们彼此相爱。
Let's ask God to help us this week.
然后愿求神愿神帮助我们。
Put this try this weekend.
你这个星期来试一试。
当
你觉得心里不舒服的时候，你说神呐、啊，帮助我，帮助我。
Go take a walk or eat a candy bar, do something.
或者出去走一下，或者吃一个巧克力。
God will bless you.
神会祝福我们。
Let's just pray.
让我们一起祷告。
父
啊，我们谢谢你的帮助。
We thank you for our sisters.
谢谢你给我们这么多姐妹。谢谢你带领他们来这里。
And there may be some that says, Lord, I want to do this.
有些人会说神呐、啊，我想这样做，给他们力量。帮助他们，帮助他们可以克服这些难处，直到在他们的生，他们的生命中充满了喜乐。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣宝贵的名，阿门。
Amen.